Crescent Springs sits just outside city limits, and in August, the Oneida County Health Department told people not to drink from the artesian well.
We know there's a lot of people that use that spring for their water year-round.
Todd Trosky, an environmental health specialist with the health department, reviewed tests that showed the level of PFHXS, a lesser-known type of PFAS, at 92.6 parts per trillion.
Don't drink the water. It's always been drink at your own risk, but at this point, because we know that even PFHXS can be detrimental to someone's health based on other states that have been advising against drinking water with that compound in it, we just needed to make sure that people were aware that they really shouldn't drink the water at all at this point.
The city of Rhinelander didn't have a say in declaring Crescent Spring do not drink. But the city has taken no action on a well it controls with the same contaminant at about the same level. A WXPR open records request found Municipal Well 8, located at the airport, tested at 90.1 parts per trillion for PFHXS in early October. According to City Administrator Daniel Guild, it's still providing water to the city because of a lack of hard data on the health risks of PFHXS.
There are no human studies, there are no human trials, there are no animal studies, there are no animal trials on any of these other hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of compounds.
There are also no recommendations from the federal government or Wisconsin's government on safe PFHXS levels. But for comparison, Michigan is working on finalizing a rule that would set the PFHXS limit at 51 parts per trillion. Well 8's reading is almost double that. A test of a sample from May of this year showed Well 7, also at the airport, had a PFHXS level of more than 10 times Michigan's suggested limit. Rhinelander turned off Well 7, but it did so because contaminant levels of PFOA and PFOS, the two best-known PFAS chemicals, were higher than both state and federal recommendations. Since then, PFOA and PFOS levels in Well 7 have steadily slid lower, with test results showing no detection in October. In a message to residents Tuesday night, Guild suggested the original testing may have been inaccurate.
We're speculating and theorizing about what has happened. And as we speculate and theorize, we're going to share those thoughts with the public. Not because we want them to know that, you know, we've definitively discovered the answer, but because we're exploring ideas and alternatives.
Rhinelander sends its water samples to Northern Lakes Service, a nationally known lab in Crandon. R.T. Kruger is its president.
I'll certainly defend the data that we generated, and in looking at it, there is absolutely no indication of problems with the testing or problems with the sampling.
Kruger said Rhinelander has never contacted him with sampling or testing concerns. If there was an issue with the original test, he said, he'd expect to see an abrupt spike and fall of PFAS levels for Well 7, not the gradual decline observed since May. You can see testing documents showing falling PFOA and PFOS levels in Well 7 and rising PFHXS levels in Well 8 at WXPR.org. The DNR told me it knows about the new information and is considering a response. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.